It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Lucille Miller Wright was born in 1900 in Beatrice, Nebraska, and grew up living on her family's ranch in Billings, Montana. In 1922, she went on her first flight with General Billy Mitchell and was a personal friend of her father, Henry A. Miller. Mitchell allowed Lucille to hold the control stick while in flight. It was at this point that she fell in love with flying. Because she was a woman, Lucille had a difficult time getting into flight school. She bought her flight time, but male instructors were unwilling to admit she was ready for her flight test, even though she received the same training as the men, including flight time and written exams. But with a persistent determination, the feisty redhead finally earned her pilot's license in 1935. Shortly afterwards, she joined the 99s, the International Association of Women Pilots founded by Amelia Earhart, and they became good friends. During World War II, she flew with the Women's Ferry Command, doing search and rescue missions for the Civil Air Patrol. Lucille's journey to Jamestown began when she met John H. Wright, founder and president of the Jamestown Telephone Corporation, at a Chamber of Commerce fly-in breakfast. After the two became married, she served as his pilot and treasurer of his company for many years. In civic affairs, Wright was chairperson of the Airport Commission from 1951 to 1957, the only woman serving in that capacity. She was instrumental in the further development of the airport and fundraised and donated money so it could accommodate DC-3s. In 1977, Wright left Jamestown and she died June 12, 1990 in Cody, Wyoming at the age of 89. The Air Museum at the Chautauqua County Airport is named in Lucille M. Wright's memory. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.